Hello and welcome to this episode of What's Wellness Podcast, a place where I discuss the physical, energetic, mental, emotional, and spiritual components of wellness, as well as your healthy relationships with yourself, with one another, and with the planet. I'm your host, Alia, founder of Alia Yoga and Alia Yoga Academy teacher training and mentorship programs. And today I'm sharing insight and information from a speaker, coach, and author who has an energy that can light up a room and a powerful message about letting go. Our conversation was lighthearted, but also deep and covered a lot of topics that are pertinent to our lives right now with everything going on in the world. There have been so many shifts, changes, and challenges locally and globally in our lives as individuals and collectively speaking. You don't need to be reminded by me that the past year has been a roller coaster, but one thing remains constant, and that is the choice to stay positive and wake up grateful for another day and make the most out of our time on this planet without taking anyone or anything for granted. We go deep into how gratitude is a transformational practice and how letting go is at the root of living joyfully rather than suffering. My guests lately have been so inspirational that I've been finding wise words of the week directly from their Instagram feed, and this week is no different. I like to keep these interview intros short and sweet so we can get right into the heart of the topic. So without further ado, today's wise words of the week come from @David_Raman on Instagram. David says, "Sometimes we wouldn't talk to our pets like we talk to ourselves. Being kind to ourselves can be a huge step forward." And I have another quote to share with you today from David that resonates with me. He says, "The past is a place of reference, not a place of residence. Let it go." The first quote is something you've perhaps heard me say something similar in a yoga class because I think it's powerful and beneficial to speak to ourselves the way we speak to our best friends or loved ones. Rather than being your own biggest critic, how about being your own cheerleader? This takes developing the courage and confidence to trust yourself and know your worth. As you can tell, David is a wise soul and has a lot of golden nuggets of wisdom to share with you. As always, I'll take a very short break to offer a word about Anchor, and we'll be right back with today's interview. Thank you again for tuning in. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to What's Wellness Today. I'm very excited for the conversation portion of today's episode with David Raman, a mind coach and international speaker. David, thank you so much for being here today and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Alia. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
Oh, likewise. A pleasure to have you. And I'd love for you to introduce yourself to the listeners and let us know what wellness looks and feels like for you right now.
Yeah, sure. My name is David Raman, I'm a mind coach, and I am based in the UK. And I work with people from all walks of life, pretty much all around the world. And for me, wellness is both a mental and a physical part of myself, in terms of how I feel physically. So it's looking after yourself, looking after your nutrition, looking after your body, which I think I'll always have. Nothing's perfect, but we do try our best. And mentally and emotionally, wellness is being able to look at life with a little bit of clarity and a lot of gratitude.
I love that.
Thank you.
Thank you. So tell us about what you do as a mind coach and helping people with the power of letting go and building confidence. How are you helping people right now?
Sure. I mean, here in the UK, we went into lockdown on March the 13th. And prior to that, I was always delivering workshops in person or online. And so I had to think about, well, what am I going to do now in terms of connecting with people? And I knew I had to serve. Knew I had to get out there and help people, because people were, as a mind coach, you try and think a couple of steps ahead of how a person thinks. And I knew that people were going to feel anxious, lonely, disconnected, stressed, uncertain. I knew all these things that were going to happen, and also having to live, or shall I say, see your spouse or your partner or your children far more than you originally were doing. It was going to cause, you know, a change in dynamics and relationships and friendships. And so I started doing workshops, did almost 100 workshops between March and September. 80% of those were free, just on every subject known. There was, I did it on sleep, confidence, morning mindset, how to turn negative thoughts into positive thoughts. I probably did about 30 or 40 different types of workshop. Try and cater to people. And I was there at 11 o'clock every day, UK time, just trying to serve, Alia, you know, trying to serve and really help people connect with themselves. Because I think during this year, my gut feeling is, having spoken to people and my own journey, we have gone inwards like never before to connect.
Mm-hmm. And you said you did a lot of those workshops free.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Are they recorded somewhere for listeners if they're interested to go back and look at, or can they find future workshops?
Yeah, they can find future workshops. The original ones, a lot of them weren't recorded, because it was in the middle of a pandemic. I just said, just get onto Zoom, and I started doing them, you know, and sort of fairly, I'd done Zooms before, but not as prolific as this. And so, yeah, quite a few of them have been recorded. They haven't been uploaded anywhere yet, but I will. But, yeah, I just have people from all over the place, America and Europe, Africa. I did some workshops for, you know, people from Australia, all different types of people trying to tune in. And it was just really helping them from a point of view of a mindset approach that, how can I help people? What can I do that's different? I used to be an optometrist at one time. So I think in the States they call them eye doctors. And I knew that wasn't my calling. I knew helping people was my calling, but I didn't know what. So I started researching, what shall I do? And I looked at, you wake up in the morning, and we all knew that you're waking up in the morning and you're almost thinking, is this real? Is it a dream? And it was difficult, but it was, again, it was for me, it was, I suppose, helping my soul as well, helping me personally. I wanted to serve, and it was a win-win for everyone.
Absolutely. I love hearing that, because when we're of service with an open heart and contributing or making a positive impact to the community or the lives of others, we're also doing so for ourselves. And as we lift others, we lift ourselves up. And what a beautiful opportunity to be of service. Thank you for doing all of that.
Oh, no. Thank you for your comments. Yes, it was. It just, what can I say? Looking back, I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I still do it. And it just, you feel like you're contributing. And for me, that's one of the core parts of who we are as people.
So important. Mm. So if there were some golden nuggets, some takeaways that you've offered to people and perhaps can share, what are some of the big core values that you teach and talk about?
Yeah, sure. People, I mean, someone asked me the other day, you know, if I wake up in the morning feeling stressed or negative, or sometime in the day I'm in a bad mood, and I will always say, okay, at that point, I mean, psychologists call it cognitive dissonance, where we can pretty much think of only one thought at a time, can't think of two separate thoughts. And I said, well, at any time, you could wake up in the morning, for example, and you might wake up in a bad mood. You might wake up a little bit scared or anxious because of the time we're in, let alone any part of your life. And what you can do to flip it straight away is you can just ask this one question. What could I be grateful for right now? And that, for a lot of people, was a game changer, because it wasn't, you were not saying, what am I grateful for? What could I be grateful for? And that, for a lot of people, the could word was quite powerful and emotive, that they then could look around them and say, oh, hold on now, I've got my family here. And okay, we can't go on, but I've got a warm bed cover and I've got running water. And when you look at through the lens of gratitude, suddenly they started to feel better. So I was teaching a lot of that during the time, so that they could turn a negative mood or thoughts into a more constructive, clear and positive direction of thinking, so they could feel better about themselves and their life. And then I was teaching plenty of techniques and tools in terms of connecting with themselves. Grab a journal and you can tune into yourself at any time of the day and ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? How am I feeling? And in order to feel that way, what was I possibly thinking? And then to journal about it. So if you imagine walking down the street and you're juggling these balls, it's literally taking these balls, which are your thoughts, and put them down onto paper to see with clarity. What am I feeling right now, and how am I thinking? So a lot of people were learning all about their thinking styles, you know? So it pulls you out of an autopilot. So yeah, there was some of the core things I talked about, yeah.
I love that suggestion about journaling. I'm someone who has a very active mind, and through techniques and meditation and yoga practice, I'm more in control of it now than ever. But journaling is such a powerful tool to like empty out the clutter in the mind. And if you need to go back and look at it and remind yourself of something, fine, but I don't think I ever have. And it's just a safe place to put down all of your feelings and your thoughts and declutter the mental space. I think that's really powerful.
100%. 100%. It's not for everyone. Not everything's for everyone. But some people were saying, well, I don't have the time to spend. And I would say to them, okay, maybe at the end of the day, you grab a piece of paper or journal and just write on 5 things which went your way today. And they were saying, well, what's that mean? I said, well, think of it. You could have had a nice coffee that went your way. You could have had a text message from a friend which delighted you. That went your way. You know, you could have watched an episode of your favorite show. And then if you just did 5 a day, that's 150 a month. So in a sense, you could look back and think, oh, my life is quite good, actually. So that's another way of journaling.
Excellent suggestion. I think when I first wake up in the morning, I think, oh, I woke up today.
That's brilliant.
Yay. It's going to be a good day. And that recently became even more of a profound thought. Mm-hmm. My carbon monoxide alarm went off and we almost just decided to ignore it. And I'm glad that we didn't, because there was more carbon monoxide in our place than was healthy, due to a fireplace on and the flute being closed. And I thought, man, we could have not woken up the next morning. And that would have just been it, you know, in sleep. And fortunately, we're fine and everything's fine. But it really reminded me that waking up in the morning is number one reason to be grateful. And we're living in such an interesting time in history that we get to see all of this unfold. And of course, it's difficult, but we're also alive for it, which is amazing.
100%. You know, we're here to see it. And there's a gift in this. I'm truly one of the people who think there's a gift in this. A couple of years ago, I had a conversation with someone, and I said, "Well, I believe there's going to be a change in human consciousness and how we look at the world, and maybe this is part of that change." I've wonderful
Absolutely.
stories of people transforming their lives, starting a business, not finishing bad habits that they previously were engaged in, like procrastination or people pleasing. They've just made transformation. So I think a lot of good Ali is going to come through this time.
I love that. And I think so too. And we're becoming stronger as a race and around the world and also in our own communities and how we are viewing this time and handling this time. And thanks to people like you, there are resources out there to help support and navigate with more grace and ease. So I'm curious if you'll talk a little bit about your upcoming book
Sure.
and what that's
Sure.
about. I'd love for you to share
Yeah.
your first book coming
Yes,
out.
thank you. No, I appreciate that. I mean, as a teenager and a younger guy, I had a lot of self-esteem issues, self-confidence. I never felt good enough, worthy. I didn't know at the time, because you don't know when you're in it. You're just reacting to the world and comparing your life against others and thinking, this is it. I'm just born this way. But I did some degrees in university. There were science degrees, but I was never fulfilled, Leah, and I always felt I need to be more confident myself. I was always interested in psychology, and then around the new millennium, I started to look at counseling, psychotherapy, all the different disciplines, but then nothing really grabbed me, and except life coach. I thought, what's this life coach? And I remember looking at the early versions of the internet when they had still had dial-up at that time, and I discovered coaching, and I started training then almost 20 years ago, and I finally left my career as an optometrist, a very safe career. Telling me, don't leave, what are you doing? But I wanted to. I just thought I need to do this, so I eventually did. I started doing workshops and seminars, speaking, and people were transforming. It was really strange. I was just doing content-led sessions. It wasn't a discussion about how they were their problems or issues in life. And we had people coming in who had been mentally abused, physically abused, bullied, people who had just had no confidence, no self-esteem. So a whole spectrum of people, different ages as well. And they were transforming, changing their attitude toward themselves, mindset, and most of all, their worthiness, self-love. And I then decided, well, I need to put this in a form that people everywhere can learn. And so I then started getting the notes from the workshops and just getting it put into a format, a book that is, that would be very highly practical, and would help people anywhere in the world. Because I've actually done workshops in California, and New York and Canada. So yeah, when I went
Amazing.
to these places, I thought, oh, the same people around the world have the same problems. I thought, well, really, I must get a book out there just to spread the message of letting go really is about self-love, freedom, self-worth, stripping yourself back to actually you are good enough, and is perhaps what I didn't feel for a lot of my life.
Wow, incredible. So the book is about letting
Yes,
go,
yes.
and it's being released in the UK first and then the US soon
Yes,
after.
it's available in the UK now, and in the US it's available for pre-order, and then in February then the book is released, so anybody in the US can pre-order it now. Yeah, it's a practical guide to why you think the way you do, how you got that way, and what to do about it.
So exciting and important, because we're not taught about this in school. No. And emotional intelligence isn't something that our parents necessarily had the capacity to teach or pass down. And so I really think that as an adult, it's important to almost reparent yourself and go back to those times in life where you're feeling less than or not knowing your value and your worth, and be able to kind of untangle those emotions and those feelings from the past and work through them so they're not impacting your decisions in the present or in the future.
100%. Yeah. Funny enough, the foreword is written by my mentor, Tony V, who is one of the original coaches of Tony Robbins, who's from California. Wow. So my mentor was one of only a few ever coaches personally taught by Tony Robbins, and he's written the foreword in the book. And yeah, he does talk about, we've had conversations previously where we discussed, why isn't this taught in schools? How to think and how to guard your mind and how to understand that you are enough. But it's, I would love to get information like this into schools, love to. That's why I work with certain schools and universities right now.
Well, that's incredible. What a great thought, because it's almost mind-boggling with how much social media and comparison and teasing and bullying. There's so much out there that just breaks us down as kids and teenagers. And a lot of that sticks with us. I mean, there are some things that I was made fun of for or bullied about as a kid that I've really had to go back and understand that those stories are not true. And if they ever were true, they're not true anymore. And there's a lot of power in identifying that and then really, truly letting it go.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, a lot of stuff that we went through in childhood, we can't remember. However, we can perhaps at the deepest level remember the pain. And for me, part of letting go is to understand that you were always enough. It's just what happened in the past, and leave it go. And it, well, within the book itself, there are a number of things called power statements. And anyone who's come on a course of mine, I'm always asked them, what was the most powerful part of the course? And they'll always say the same thing. 9 out of 10 times would say the power statements. So there's a chapter on that, and it helps you. They're type of affirmation, but they really go deeper. I would like to think deeper into your subconscious mind in terms of trying to reestablish the beautiful mind you were born with that was almost corrupted and polluted by various incidences, people, events in your life. And then by the time you get to 18, you think in a certain way, and you're convinced the world and you have this particular set of beliefs, which unfortunately do influence how you act and feel.
And would you say that the time between ages 0 and 7, which we have very little or no control over what happened to us, that's a really good place to start for people, is to kind of go back to the very early years and uncover the type of programs or beliefs that, or is it better to go back to, say, high school, where you maybe do remember the types of things that you were experiencing?
Yeah, great question. Can't really pinpoint when we started believing a certain thing with certainty, because you might have a memory which is very different to your brother or sister about an event in childhood. Your mum's like, well, right, it didn't happen that way, Aaliyah, it happened this way. And you're all disputing the facts, because the brain is known to be it's a machine. It deletes and distorts information. So really, it's, well, having worked with so many people, it's just going back and finding out, what do you actually believe in to be true right now? And it doesn't matter where it came from, because you're actually thinking it anyway. So if you're thinking you're not good enough, or you're not smart enough, or you're not lovable, or you're not clever, or you are one of life's unlucky people, it started somewhere. the origin doesn't really matter. What matters is you identifying and getting clear, because as you know, the first step in change is awareness, and actually being aware of it. So when you are asking yourself the right questions and looking at your belief system, you can uncover what's stopping you from being happy in a particular area of your life. Generally, as a rule, one can uncover what your beliefs are in any area of your life by just paying attention and examining your beliefs, you know, and they do run the entire show, who we believe we are and how we fit in the world.
It's so true, and it's so valuable to really start with becoming aware of what these thoughts or feelings and beliefs are. And I've noticed for myself, I've been feeling a little bit stuck. What direction should I be taking? How do I move forward? And I remind myself, even though I'm feeling a little bit stuck, and I can perhaps go deeper and identify from where those feelings came, in addition, it's important to recognize that that's just one part of the story. And looking at it, maybe zooming out, even though I have this feeling that I'm stuck, I am moving. It may be one tiny little baby step forward, one foot in front of the other, but there is forward movement, and to recognize and bring awareness to that as well, and see the full picture.
Yes, great point. But I remember Robin Sharma, the author, saying that, you know, if we just move forward 1% a day, after 100 days, it's 100%.
That's huge. Love it. So, David, how do people get in touch with you? How do they follow you online or listen to your podcast? And where do they pre-order your book?
Pre-ordering the book is on Amazon. And they can follow me on Instagram, which is David_Rahman. And they can look at the website, which is david-rahman.com. I'm on LinkedIn, David Rahman. Facebook, which is Mind Coach. Yeah.
Excellent. So for everybody listening, I will link these in the show notes, just like always. But if you're keen to go check out David Rahman right away, like on Instagram or his website, you spell his last name Rahman, a silent H in there, just like in my first name.
Really? Oh, yes. Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you.
Well, David, you have shared so much valuable information, some golden nuggets, as I like to call, of suggestions to really bring clarity to your mind and awareness to what you're perhaps holding on to that you can let go of, to really bring value to yourself and confidence, and just the importance of letting go, I think, is something that should be taught in school. And I hope that it is one day.
Yes, I hope so. If people could let go, even of simple things like conversations which haven't gone their way, and let go of grudges, they would lighten their life. Their load would be lightened.
It's so true. I've given this analogy on the podcast before, where you scoop up two handfuls of sand, and in one hand, you just lightly cup the sand, and the majority of it stays in your hand. And the other hand, you grip and hold tightly and close your fist, and the majority of the sand will come out of the creases and cracks in your between your fingers. And how much holding on and gripping tightly can actually give the opposite of what the intention is. And when you just kind of let what stays stay and let what goes go, you're left with a lot more than perhaps you realize you could be.
Yes, great analogy. Great analogy. May I share an analogy?
Absolutely. Please. Thank you.
You could have a glass of water and you hold it with your hand outstretched. Initially, it's light. But if you just stand there with this glass of water with your arm outstretched, eventually it will get heavier and weigh you down to the point where it will hurt your arm. So when we hold on to stuff, eventually, it doesn't matter how small it is to start off with and insignificant, if we're still holding on to it, it can cause us pain.
Great analogy. I resonate with that a lot. That makes a lot of sense. Thank you
You're
for
welcome,
sharing
sir.
That. So my last question in interviews, I love to know something that you're grateful for today or just in this year or this season. What's one thing that comes to mind?
Great question. I am grateful for my health. I am grateful for my health of body and the health of mind, if you ask me questions. I think that's, for me, it's my top value.
Brilliant. Well, David, you're just a delight to
Thank you.
speak with, and I've learned so much from talking with you today. So thank you for your time, and I'm very excited for listeners to check you out and pre-order your book. And if anyone has a question for you, would they be able to send you a
Course they
message on
can.
Instagram?
Feel free, please.
Love it. I've seen some of your stories and videos and posts, and they're always very uplifting and inspiring, and you're just really tapped in and connected. So I appreciate what you're doing and what you're giving to people to help them, especially during this
Yeah, it's
challenging
always a
time.
pleasure to help people, and it's an honor when people seek help. Yeah, it's our calling, isn't it, Aaliyah?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being on the
Thank you
show
so
today,
much.
David.
Thank you, Aaliyah.
I had a perma smile throughout the conversation with David. I feel like we are very similar in our purpose for being of service to others and bringing an awareness to the importance of an attitude of gratitude, as well as David's whole message around letting go. If you're inspired by David's work, please order his book entitled Let It Go, which is available on Amazon for pre-order and will be released on February 25th. Oh, that's so exciting! As always, links to get in touch with David or myself, as well as other pertinent information, are available for easy navigation in the show notes below. And if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, or feedback, or if you need support in any way, please reach out. My email is aliyah@aliyahyoga.com, spelled Ahlia. And if something stood out to you from today's episode, do us a big favor and take a screenshot, share it on your social media, and tag @aliyahyoga. What's Wellness Podcast and @David_Rahman on Instagram, and we'll be sure to reshare. And if you're local to the San Diego or North County coastal area and you're interested in joining February's small group outdoor in-person Vinyasa yoga class, please also send me a message. This class is accessible for all levels and pre-registration is required. I'm looking at Saturday, February 13th for this next one. I also offer a weekly online live virtual Vinyasa yoga class called Sunshine Yoga with Aliyah, and it's held every Wednesday afternoon on Zoom. For those tuning in right now who come to those classes, you know who you are, and you're so special for me. I'm incredibly grateful for you. I'm looking at putting a few workshops on the schedule for this spring, including a foam roll and deep stretch workshop, perhaps another arm balance and inversion workshop like the one I did early January, and also some guided meditations. These will all be on Zoom, and I'm open to requests and suggestions. If you're interested or would like to make a request, please let me know. If I can ask another big favor, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends and family. Help to spread the word about what's wellness. And leave a review in the iTunes podcast store so that I can bring back the warm words of the week and read your review on air. As a way of saying thanks, I'll offer you a free full-length yoga class video from my website. Speaking of which, if you enjoy online yoga classes, home workouts, as well as guided meditations, and for more about what I offer, check out my website, which is aliyahyoga.com. I have a little shop on the site with CBD pain relief roll-on gel and tinctures for sale, as well as Soleil water kits, essential oil roll-ons, and tons of full-length yoga class videos for unlimited use with a one-time $15 purchase. Thank you once again for tuning in to What's Wellness Today. I feel incredibly grateful for all of the support that I've felt this week. It's been a little bit of a rough week for me emotionally, and I'm feeling heavy still from the tragic loss of a friend. I haven't felt ready yet to talk in depth about it here, but as soon as I've emotionally processed this experience, I'll be sure to share with you what I'm going through. In the meantime, thank you to those who follow me on Instagram or know me in real life and are aware of the grief I'm processing from this loss. Many of you reached out and have been so loving and supportive, and I feel your love and support. Thank you. Perhaps you knew this person who's gone too soon or are grieving for someone who has passed. And if you're experiencing loss, please know that you are not alone. These times are not easy. And I know the isolation has taken a toll on many people, especially from a mental health standpoint. So if you're suffering or need support, please ask for help. You are needed on this planet. And please take care of yourselves and one another. Practice letting go of what no longer serves you and gratitude for the blessings that you do have right now. I'm going to have another brand new episode for you next week on Thursday. So until next time, be well.